Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Day 17 of the government shutdown. We have the story.
Trump's former national security advisor indicted. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
More on that story. The shooting on the bus.
San knew each other. A 54-year-old man died at the scene. A 34-year-old suspect is in police custody. 5 people, including the driver, were on board the city bus, which was moving at the time of the shooting. The incident remains under investigation. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
President Trump will release a list of programs that will be closed because of the government shutdown.
President Trump said they'll produce a list today of Democrat programs they plan to close, that there's no funding for them due to the shutdown, but that no Republican programs would be terminated. One of the projects he's already said he'll end is the Gateway Project, money to build a transit tunnel underneath the Hudson River. New Jersey candidate for governor, Democratic Congresswoman Mikey Sherrill, said she doubts the president can do this.
I don't think a negotiating posture can be illegally taking money that Congress has appropriated. So shutdown or not, Congress needs to fight tooth and nail because this is an area where they have acted and they should not give away power like this.
The White House spokeswoman said in closing certain programs during a shutdown, the president is being a good steward of American taxpayer dollars. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A former national security advisor for President Trump has been indicted on 18 counts. Fox's Kevin Cork has the latest from Washington.
According to the indictment, Mr. Bolton was indicted on 8 counts of transmission of national defense information and 10 counts of retention of national defense information. Now, the documents that Bolton allegedly transmitted were sent to 2 individuals unauthorized to view classified documents. Again, those documents, according to the indictment, revealed intelligence about future attacks by an adversarial group in another country and were all classified either secret or top secret. The FBI director, Kash Patel, said the case was based on meticulous work from dedicated career professionals at FBI who followed the facts without fear or favor. Weaponization of justice will not be tolerated, and this FBI will stop at nothing to bring justice to anyone who threatens our national security.
Bolton is expected to surrender himself in Maryland.
2 men were killed in a crash in South Wichita early yesterday near Harry and Palisade. It appears a 36-year-old man was riding a motorcycle at a high rate of speed when he hit a 61-year-old man who was either riding or pushing a bicycle. No names have been released.
U.S. Senator Jerry Moran spoke on the Senate floor Thursday to reaffirm the importance of continued U.S. support for Ukraine and maintaining pressure on Moscow in order to end Russia's war.
As the conflict in Ukraine has surpassed its 3-year mark, Putin remains undeterred in his mission to carry out his unjust war on the Ukrainian people. Each day this war continues, lives are lost, and the safety, economic stability, and global leadership of the United States are threatened. This war must end.
The Kansas Republicans' remarks were delivered just before the Senate voted on the appropriations bill to fund the military. KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Football on Sunday afternoon. The Kansas City Chiefs are a big favorite. We'll talk about that coming up in sports.
Texas National Guard will deploy to a No Kings rally in Austin. That story and more just ahead on the KNSS Morning News. KNSS News Time now, 7:07, 7 minutes past 7 o'clock. Demonstrators at a No Kings rally protest scheduled for this weekend in Texas capital of Austin will see more soldiers on the ground. Fox's Amelia Jones reports.
Governor Greg Abbott says he is surging the Texas National Guard to Austin ahead of a planned No Kings protest Saturday. Similar to the protests that took place across the country in June, Saturday's nationwide demonstrations are against the Trump administration. During the summer protest, 9 people were arrested in Austin. Their charges ranged from felony assault of a peace officer to trespassing. This time, the governor says the protests are linked to the far-left group Antifa, though he did not share evidence that Antifa will be involved. Texas Democrats say it's meant to intimidate peaceful protesters.
Governor Abbott did not specify how many National Guard troops are being sent to Austin. It comes after Texas National Guard members were sent to Illinois, but were illegally blocked from being deployed there.
2 young children face attempted murder and rape charges in Ohio.
Prosecutors say the attack in Cuyahoga County left a 5-year-old girl unrecognizable. The suspects, a 9-year-old boy and 10-year-old girl, were hit with a laundry list of charges. The little girl's mother telling local media she dropped her daughter off at a family member's house for a few hours, but was later missing. Police say she was beaten and bloodied in an open field. She was hospitalized for a week. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
An Arkansas veteran is running for sheriff of his county, despite the fact that he is awaiting trial on murder charges.
Army veteran Aaron Spencer is running for sheriff of Lono County, Arkansas, despite awaiting trial on charges he shot and killed 67-year-old Michael Fossler, who was charged with sexually abusing Spencer's daughter. Spencer admits he shot Fossler in October 2024, but claims it was justified. He said in a video announcing his candidacy, voters already know his story.
I'm the father who acted to protect his daughter when the system failed.
He says he wants to prevent others from going through what he has.
I've seen firsthand the failures in law enforcement and in our circuit court.
Spencer's trial will be held early next year. The sheriff's primary is in March. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
The future of robotics continues to pick the Phoenix area as its proving grounds. This time, food delivery.
A new partnership for DoorDash. They're teaming up with Waymo. You know, the company with all the driverless cars in the valley? Food will be placed in the trunk that drives to your house. You get a code to open the trunk and the food's yours. From store to robot to you. And it's not just Waymo. DoorDash, just 2 weeks ago, launched Dot, a robot with fun eyes that can use bike lanes to bring you your food. It's been undergoing testing for the last few months in Mesa. Right now, the Waymos and the Dots are sticking to orders connected to Dash Marts. The hope is to expand. DoorDash says these are great options for the orders that are smaller that many drivers pass on.
Steve Nielsen, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Traffic volumes are picking up right now, but not seeing any big slowdowns. So I'm going to tell you something that is coming up this weekend. This weekend we actually have some road construction that's going to be slowing things down and really messing with things up by the North Junction. They're going to be closing the ramp from westbound K-96 to southbound I-135 6 a.m. tomorrow, and that's going to be remain closed until sometime Sunday afternoon. And that means that they're also going to be closing the on-ramp from North Hydraulic to southbound K-96 and the exit ramp from eastbound K-96 to North Hydraulic. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with Storm Team 12 Chief Meteorologist Ross Jensen. Good morning, Ross.
Well, good morning to you, Steve and Ted. Happy Friday. We've made it to the end of the week, and now we've got a cold front that's coming in. Looks like it's finally going to shove summer out of here and allow for some October weather to settle in. And, of course, as we make the switch in the weather, there's a chance we're going to have some thunderstorms tonight. And just about new data that's coming in here this morning is suggesting that the storm chance is going to be very, very hit and miss, and more than likely after 9 or 10 o'clock tonight. So we'll be able to squeeze most of our high school football games in without any problems at all. But later on tonight, don't be surprised if you hear some thunder. It does not look like severe weather is going to be much of a concern. Maybe in a rare instance, we'll have some very small hail, but I think that may be pushing it a bit. And then tomorrow, we're going to start out with clouds, but kind of weird because when the sun pops out tomorrow afternoon, it's going to get very windy later on in the day. So plan accordingly for your outdoor fall festivities this weekend, as the wind is going to be picking up by mid-afternoon tomorrow. But we at least get the cool temperatures back. I mean, we have 82 for a high today. We'll drop to 59 overnight, 75 on the way for Saturday afternoon. Sunday is the pick day of the weekend, light winds and sunshine. Looks like we'll have a high around 70 degrees. Sunday's probably one of those days you'd like to bottle up and save for, you know, like January 15th when it's 40 below wind chill and, you know, not much sunshine. But looks like we're going to be in for some fairly decent weather this weekend, but we do have that wind coming up tomorrow. 64 degrees this morning in Wichita. That's your Storm Team 12 forecast. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen.
Ross, let's just speculate that some of our listeners, a few of them anyway, might be heading up the old turnpike to Kansas City to see the Chiefs play at Arrowhead this weekend. And what are you looking for weather-wise up there in Kansas City?
So it's going to be beautiful at Arrowhead, 64 at kickoff, and it's going to be sunny with a northwest wind of about 12. And then when the game goes final, we'll probably be back down probably around 62 degrees. So all in all, it looks beautiful. Arrowhead, some typical, very classic football kind of weather, and maybe one of the nicer games that we've had so far because the weather's going to be so nice.
Cooperate, yeah.
Is May the weather dog ready for these hot temperatures
May
to leave?
The weather dog, yeah.
She is over the heat. She's kind of like me. You know, we sweat so much during the course of the year that come mid-October, we're done with it. You know, we're ready for the dry air, the cool nights, and the mild afternoons. But 80s in mid-October is just, it's just a little too much for us.
You ever see any fleas on the set there with your...
No, but if we did, I can guarantee you I'd hear about it from my co-anchors.
Oh yeah.
because even the dog hair sometimes gets to be too much for them. But if we mix fleas into it, they'll probably have a mutiny.
You bet. All right, thank you, sir. Have a great weekend. We'll check with you Monday morning. That's the forecast with Storm Team 12 Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen. We are Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS on this Friday, October 17th, sunny day across south central Kansas Thursday. High temperature in Wichita, 81 degrees. Normal high for the date, 71. And today is October 17th. On this date, 46 years ago, 1979, Mother Teresa won the Nobel Peace Prize for her 30 years of work on behalf of the destitute in Calcutta, India. Personally, I would say that if you want to pick somebody to be your hero or your heroine, whatever you call them, Mother Teresa would be somebody I've always looked up to. I thought she was just terrific.
A saint that's walked among us.
A saint, yeah. Mike Judge having a birthday today. He is 63 years old today. The creator of Office Space, Beavis and Butthead, and King of the Hill.
Funny stuff.
Does the voices for Beavis, Butthead, and Hank Hill. So, Mike Judge having a birthday, 63 years old
today.
That
guy cracks me up.
Stephen's 10 in the morning on KNSS, and... I'm just looking around the area. I was out toward Andover yesterday afternoon picking up Shelly from a friend's house, and there's a great big, how would you call it, a pumpkin patch. There's an area they've got right on 54 where
yeah,
it's
I
all
saw
roped.
That the
you
other
see
night.
It?
Yeah.
A lot of pumpkins in there. It looks like some fun things for kids to do.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking about that because I'm looking at a map. There's at least probably a half dozen or more places like that around the city and in the metro area. Of course, I've been to the one several years ago, took the grandkids down to Clausmeyer's down in the southwest part of the county. But, yeah, they're fun places. Question, have you ever been on a hayride?
I mean, I've been to those pumpkin patches that say it's a hayride.
Yeah.
I guess. Okay. Yeah, I guess. The answer is yes.
I can remember going on one when I was in like, junior high school at Everly Farms out on the west side of town. And we were out there for the church group or something. And it was at night. And, of course, they had somebody telling us some ghost story, and then somebody jumped out of the woods at us and all
right.
that. And that's what you do on a hayride, I guess.
And it's usually extremely bumpy.
Yeah. Get us every sneezing.
After about a minute and a half, you're like, oh, my keister's somebody's going to handle this.
Somebody's hay fever acts up, and he's seeing me all the time. So hay rides, they don't hear about that much anymore. All right. Steve and Ted in the morning.
That's kind of an old-fashioned notion.
Yeah. 7:16, Steve and Ted in the morning. Let's take a look at sports today now with Ted Woodward.
Sir. Well, you were just talking with Ross Jansen about Ross the Chiefs Jansen. Game. Should yep. be a nice game weather-wise on Sunday at Arrowhead Stadium for a an old-fashioned, traditional noon kickoff for the Chiefs. They've been playing in prime time so much, it's hard to get used to a noon game. The Chiefs in division play against the Las Vegas Raiders, their division foe. The Chiefs are a whopping 12.5-point favorite Whoa. Going into this game.
Wow.
They are the biggest favorite in the National Football League this weekend. Chiefs have beaten the Raiders 8 of 9. The Chiefs have won back-to-back games at home. They've won 3 out of 4 overall. This is the middle game of a 3-game homestand for the Chiefs. So they're trying to get all these wins at Arrowhead that they can in front of the home crowd. The Vegas has lost its last 2 road games. Raiders and the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, of course, the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs. Chiefs Radio Network begins pregame coverage at 11 o'clock Sunday morning. The game will kick off at noon Sunday, and that is right here on your Wichita home of the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is week 7 for high school football all over the state of Kansas tonight. You've got undefeated Cape and Mount Carmel heading up northeast to visit St. James, a 5-1 team. Should be a premier game right there. Some other action tonight. You've got Haven at 5-1 hosting 4-2 Chaparral. In Cedarvale tonight, you've got Cedarvale Dexter hosting Oswego. Both teams are 5-1. Cunningham is 5-1, and they're bumping up to an 8-man game tonight to take on Argonia Attica, 4-2 team. Cunningham moving up from 6 to 8-man for a game tonight. And last night, boy, we had a big win for Andover, who is red hot. Andover goes on the road and beats undefeated Salina Central handily, 48-21. And that's 5 wins in a row now for Andover after winning last night. And if you want the whole rundown tonight, it's always a good idea to tune in to the weekly edition of the High School Football Scoreboard Show at 10 o'clock tonight and again at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. So we're on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. JUCO football this weekend. Tomorrow afternoon in El Dorado, it's 14th-ranked Butler Community College hosting last-place Highland. Grizzlies are 2-0 on home field in El Dorado this season. Dennis Higgins will have live coverage of Butler football at 2:30 tomorrow afternoon. And that is on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. And the number one ranked team in the nation is Hutchinson Community College. The Blue Dragons are 5-0, hosting Independence tomorrow afternoon in Hutchinson. In the KCAC, we've got a massive game on the west side of Wichita tomorrow afternoon. Friends University, ranked number 5 in the nation, hosting McPherson, ranked number 20. Both teams are undefeated at 6-0. Friends won a classic at McPherson by 1 point last year. They'll get together in Wichita this year. Friends University, so good on defense, allowing only 155 yards a game, allowing only 20 rushing yards per game, and recording 26 sacks on the season. Those numbers are all number one in the nation for Friends. Oh, yeah, and on offense, too. Friends leads the nation with nearly 500 rushing yards per game and scoring 62 points per game.
Wow.
Friends University, the Falcons, and McPherson, both in the top 20, both undefeated. What a matchup at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon on the west side of town. In Division II, you've got the red-hot Pittsburgh State Gorillas on a 5-game winning streak. Pittsburgh State is ranked number 6 in the nation on the road visiting Missouri Western State in St. Joseph, Missouri. That's in night game tomorrow at 6 o'clock. No Wildcats, no Jayhawks. Kansas State and Kansas both have the week off as they get ready to play each other next week.
Next week, huh?
Yeah,
all right.
That coming up. Happy birthday today to P.J. Cousnard, former Wichita State basketball star. He is 41 today. In his sophomore year with the Shockers, they made the Sweet 16 back in 2006. in his four-year career with the Shockers, averaged 10 points and 5 rebounds a game. And he is a new addition this season to the Shocker coaching staff. PJ Cousinard is an assistant coach with the Shockers this season under head coach Paul Mills. And PJ's son, Pierre, is on the roster as a freshman for the Shockers. Happy birthday to proud dad, PJ Cousinard. It's his birthday. He's 41 years old today. Major League Baseball in the playoffs last night. Game 4 for the American League pennant. The Toronto Blue Jays win in Seattle big 8-2. So far, the road team has won all 4 games for the American League pennant. It's now tied 2 games apiece. Coming out of the Blue Jays bullpen, former Wichita Wind Surge pitcher Louis Varland throwing a scoreless 7th inning. He only had to throw 6 pitches for a scoreless inning. For the former Wichita Wind Surge pitcher Louis Varland, Blue Jays and Mariners tied 2 games apiece. And we have hockey tomorrow night downtown at Intrust Bank Arena. The hockey season is here as the Wichita Thunder begins its 39th season. The Thunder hosting the Allen Americans in the season opener tomorrow night. 6:05, the puck drops downtown at Intrust Bank Arena tomorrow night to get the hockey season going. And if you want to win 2 tickets, hey, here's what you do. We've got Wichita Thunder opening night tickets to give away to the game tomorrow night. If you would like to enter, here's what you do. You text the keyword THUNDER to 20357. And then the deadline is noon today. Only 1 entry per day, so get your entry in before noon for a chance to win. We'll have 5 total winners, and each winner gets a pair of tickets. Courtesy of the Wichita Thunder, data and message rates apply. You want those Thunder tickets tomorrow night? Text the keyword THUNDER to 20357. You got to get that done before noon today for your chance to win. That's sports with Steve and Ted. Sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, featuring Oztoberfest, the deeply copper-colored German-style lager that'll make you click your heels, grab your stein, and follow the copper brick road to the land of Oztoberfest. That's Wichita Brewing Company, pizza and beer made here. And sports is brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center, provides detox, residential, and outpatient services for most insurances and veterans. Bel Air Recovery Center improves the lives they touch.
Over the weekend, I ran into an old friend named Rick Fitzgerald. Rick was an All-State tackle at Wichita West back in the day, where I went to school, of course. And he is married to a woman who was one of my great friends in school. But anyway, Rick, we were talking away, and I said, Rick, and he played football at Friends.
Okay? Yes.
Back in the day. And I said, you rare, what's going on at Friends? He had no idea that they were doing that well this year. I said, yeah, it's an old Falcon. You better check it out.
Better listen to our sports casts.
Yeah, he lives in Oklahoma.
Okay.
He could get us, but you got to listen on Odyssey or something. But anyway, he was not aware the Falcons are doing that well this year. That's exciting.
Good news. It is exciting, yep. Ranked 5th in the nation.
How about that? All right, it's 7:24, Steve and Ted. Keep it over, house call for health. Studies show a certain kind of air purifier is relatively ineffective against airborne viruses. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 here on this Friday morning, and 64 degrees. 2.5 weeks into the government shutdown, lawmakers continue to point blame across the party lines. House Speaker Mike Johnson calls on Democrats to help get the government up and running again.
We need 5 reasonable Democrats in the Senate to do the right thing and vote to keep the lights on so that we can continue all the debates and all the outstanding issues. We have a lot of things to do, but they've turned the lights off, and real people are hurting.
The Senate has cast 9 rounds of ballots so far in their failed effort to fund the government. The next vote is slated for Monday.
Human remains found October 1st in a farm field in Harvey County have possibly been identified. Harvey County Sheriff's Office says several people came forward believing the remains found in a hayfield southeast of Newton belonged to a loved one who had disappeared from Wichita several months ago. Investigators are using DNA samples to confirm the man's identity. There's been no clear indication of what led to the man's death.
President Donald Trump is expected to meet with Ukrainian President Zelensky at the White House again today. Fox's Kevin Cork reports from Washington.
The hope, of course, is that the president will do for Russia and Ukraine what he did for Israel and Gaza and 7 other global conflicts. Stop the killing. Zelensky, however, remained skeptical of Russia's interest in possible peace talks. Quoting now, Russia's true readiness for peace lies not in words, Putin's never been short of those, but in actually ceasing the strikes and killings. The White House is said to be considering all possibilities moving forward, ranging from peace negotiations to selling NATO U.S.-made Tomahawk missiles for Ukraine.
The president also announced he would be meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Hungary in about 2 weeks, following a phone call between the two leaders yesterday.
U.S. Senator from Kansas Jerry Moran spoke on the Senate floor yesterday, pointing out the administration's success to broker a peace deal in the Middle East and reaffirming the importance of continued U.S. support for Ukraine.
Our adversaries, Russia, China, North Korea, and Iran, are always looking for the opportunity to disrupt our alliances, weaken our resolve, and disturb the free world. It is imperative that the United States stands firm in its support for Ukraine, and in doing so places significant pressure on Putin to show our adversaries that democracy will not go undefended.
And the Kansas Republican added that each day the war continues, lives are lost, and the safety, economic stability, and global leadership of the United States are threatened.
Sedgwick County Treasurer Brandy Bailey tells KNSS News it's a challenge to operate the county TAG offices with limited financing.
The TAG offices are funded through the fees. They are not property tax funded offices. And the fees that we charge in the office that you see on your receipt are some of those fees come back to support our office. Well, those fees have been the same now for 50 years and haven't changed.
Bailey says the state of Kansas controls those fees. Brandy Bailey is our guest this weekend on Issues 2025, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS, with the podcast on our webpage. Now look at the forecast with meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Partly cloudy, breezy, and warm today. A high of 83, south to southwest winds, 15 to 25 in gusty. Chance of storms after 7 o'clock. Some of those could be strong, otherwise mostly cloudy in upper 50s. Becoming mostly sunny and windy on Saturday, a high of 77. Saturday night could be the coldest of the season so far, low to mid 40s. Sunshine and 70 on Sunday. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Now mostly cloudy, south wind at 12 miles per hour. 64 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7. And 1330 KNSS. 7:35 here on this Friday morning, and coming up this weekend is National Move Over Day. That's tomorrow. And with us to talk about it this morning, AAA Kansas, Sean Stewart. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, Steve. Thanks for having me on.
So we got traffic safety. What is the Move Over Day? What's that all about?
Yeah, National Move Over Day is really a reminder to protect those alongside the road from roadside workers, law enforcement officers, tow truck operators, really anybody who does their job on the side of the road, and also disabled vehicles and the people who are dealing with, say, a flat tire or a broken down car on the side of the road. They are needing protection as well. So we just want to remind all drivers to stay alert, avoid distractions, and always be looking for vehicles that are stopped on the side of the road.
I'd like to give them some room. Is that a law that we have to, if there's room, you have to get over a little bit? Is that a law or not?
Yes, it is. All 50 states have a law, including here in Kansas. And in fact, this past year, AAA Kansas led the way with other traffic safety partners to enhance our law to include basically any vehicle with flashing lights or warning signs displayed. So that includes disabled vehicles, broken down passenger vehicles, in addition to all of the work vehicles such as law enforcement, tow trucks, road construction crews. So it is a law that if you see those vehicles on the side of the road with flashing lights, you slow down, and if you can, move over one lane to the left away from those vehicles.
And if you're pulled over, don't be running around in the lane there either. I know a lot of these accidents happen at night, correct?
Yeah, that's right. Recent analysis by the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety indicates that more than 75% of all roadside deaths occur after dark. So we obviously have longer periods of darkness this time of year and as we head into winter. So it's really, just that much more important to stay alert and be watching for those vehicles ahead on the side of the road.
All right. National Move Over Day is tomorrow across the country. And Sean Stewart from AAA Kansas, as always, Sean, hey, thanks for your time. Appreciate it, sir.
Thanks so much.
All right. Sean Stewart, AAA Kansas, 7:38, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. And we've been talking a little bit this morning. Actually, we got on the National Pasta Day, and that led to a discussion of making tomato sauce in the movie The Godfather. And it was Clemenza that did that. The big guy who also shot the guy and said, what, leave the gun, take the cannoli, whatever it was. Yeah. And he was showing Michael up, I'd put a sauce in there and here's a sausage. Yeah. Great scene. Love that. But when Shelley and I were first married, I don't think they had that a canned and bottled sauce yet. I think we had to make our own. Maybe I'm wrong. But
you go down that aisle at the store now, and there's thousands of options.
Yeah,
for
how do you make a choice?
Bottled sauce.
And we're talking about The Godfather, and that brought me to the next. Follow my thoughts here. I'm connecting the dots. Diane Keaton, who died this week, of course, was in The Godfather.
In The Godfather movies, yes.
Michael's long-suffering wife. Kate, was that her name? Can't remember her name.
Kay.
And an interesting actress. She was very low key, and she won an Oscar for
Annie Hall. Yep, she was good in everything
I
she did.
The one that I really liked though, she was in Baby Boom, where she had to. She was an executive who inherited a child.
Yeah, yeah.
And then she moved to the country, and the things that happened to her are just hilarious. And I thought she was excellent in that. I thought she's a very, very good actress. Diane Keaton died last week.
Yeah, everybody had a lot of good things to say about her.
National Pasta Day. All right, so you had all this time off. It was two whole days of absolutely doing nothing that you didn't want to do. So what did you do? Anything exciting?
I accomplished that. I did nothing.
You didn't go out of town. You didn't
nope.
Nothing special.
Nope.
Sometimes.
Caught up on some sleep. And
yeah, that's it. Catch up on the sleep a little bit.
Shuffled around, watched some TV.
Did you have any extra activity like the PA announcing, anything like that?
Nope.
All right. Very good.
Free and easy this week.
Did you watch any old movies or anything?
I watched a movie. I watched a Halloween movie called Two on a Guillotine.
That goes back to the 40s.
60s.
60s?
And it was directed by William Conrad, kind of a low-budget Warner Brothers movie. And it had Connie Stevens, Cesar Romero, and Dean Jones.
Was it good?
For what it was fine. It was a good Halloween.
Was it a period piece? Go back to the guillotine?
No,
French
it was modern. No, it was modern time. Cesar Romero played a flamboyant magician who bought this guillotine to be his big centerpiece of his act. And
ooh.
Then this plays a role in how the rest of the movie plays out.
All right. Very good.
I don't know. That's the only big time movie I watched.
Well, you know, when you take some time off, you don't necessarily have to do anything.
Which I did not.
Which you did not. What's up, Chad?
Well, of course, it's around Halloween time. What kind of movie goes with the right around Halloween time? You tried that one. So what would be a go-to for this time of year for you?
I mean, Young Frankenstein.
Yeah.
If you're in a comedic mood.
Absolutely. That's definitely probably got to be right up there on the list.
Was that the Carol cheerleaders today?
I thought I saw the words East written
on the
back.
Green, this one on here.
Oh, okay. I guess I didn't
see
it.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. I'm sorry. But anyway.
I don't know. And I'm old school, so I love those old Universal Bride of Frankenstein, Dracula.
Yeah.
Those are go-tos for me.
I'll tell you, for creepy, I can't beat The Shining.
Shining's creepy. Invasion of the Body Snatchers is creepy.
Yeah. See, I've already watched The Shining this month, and yesterday I watched The Exorcist.
Yeah. I don't think my grandkids, any of them, has been permitted to watch The Exorcist. Probably when they're about 50, we'll let them watch it. Good gravy. Yeah, that'll scare you. How about In Cold Blood? Well, yeah. I was actually reading that book on a winter's night when the leaves were blowing, and it was cool. That scared me just reading the book. That was a book and not a movie. All right. Any of the old Three Stooges movies that are good? Like,
I'm sure
Three Stooges beat Frankenstein.
Yeah, there's Abbott and Costello had a series of those. Yeah, yeah,
those are fun
Halloween movies. Yeah.
All right, guys. It's 7:42.
Oh, Monster in the Closet.
Yes. Don Grant,
starring Don Grant, the Money Tracker.
That scares the pants
off me. Find your copy of that and watch. Crank that up before Halloween.
There you go. But don't watch it alone.
Okay. Oh no.
7:42, Steve and Ted, and big news for Wichita hospitals. The Wichita Business Journal update with Kirk Semenoff. Coming up, keep it here. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning, KNSS, 7:47 here on a Friday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Chiefs play the Raiders Sunday afternoon in Kansas City. Game time temp in the 60s.
Two.
Government shutdown is in day 17 with no end in sight.
One.
Man is shot and killed on a Wichita City bus. Suspect in custody. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic volumes pretty high right now, so we're seeing some slowdowns in the usual places in the road construction, especially right now up around that North Junction. And right up in that same area, or actually quite a ways north of there, up by the Park City area, we've got traffic. Well, it's a stalled out vehicle. It's not a traffic accident. Stalled out vehicle southbound I-135, and it's at the ramp to 61st Street North. Traffic update. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
20% chance for early rain, then mostly sunny today with a high of 82 degrees. 50% chance for rain tonight, the overnight low 58. For Saturday, 20% chance for rain and tomorrow's high 78 degrees. On Sunday, sunny and cooler. High of 66, now mostly cloudy, south wind at 12 miles per hour. 64 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Our weather brought to you by the Monarch. The patio is ready and waiting for you whiskey lovers at the Monarch. The weather will be perfect for a taste of all your favorites. Bring your friends to the Monarch, West Douglas, in historic Delano. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And just a reminder that our coffee here, our official coffee of Steve and Ted, Prairie Fire, which I have had a couple of cups already this morning. 7:49 now, Steve and Ted in the morning, coming up Sunday night. The Chiefs are playing early, so we're going to have a 7 o'clock show for John Whitmer Sunday night. Good morning, John.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Sometimes I get a little preempted, but not this week. We got a regular schedule, so looking forward to being back on the air my regular time.
Understand we're going to have a member of the first family is going to be on with you. Is that right?
Yes, privileged to have the CEO of the Trump Organization, Eric Trump, will be with us Sunday night. And he's got a new book out, Under Siege, which is all about the media's war against the first family. And we'll actually give away a copy of the book on Sunday, but we'll be talking with Eric Trump about his new book and about his father and the first family, and I'm really looking forward to that conversation with Eric and about his father.
Is there going to be a special session of the Kansas legislature this year?
Well, it looks like it. They're right now trying to compile the signatures, and from conversations that I've had with the speaker and with the Senate president, looks like that special session is most likely going to be November 7th. And from what I understand, they'll be taking up the driver's license bill and redistricting. And then they've got probably the votes to pass both of those. The governor will veto both of those. And then they'll go back probably around the 20th of November to try and override. So, yeah, it looks like a few days special session. And we'll see what happens. And, of course, we'll bring you coverage of all of that on KNSS.
What does it take to get a special session? Yeah, how many votes do you have to have?
So you have to have veto-proof. Well, the two ways, really. The governor can call them back.
Okay.
He's not going to. So since in that case, then it takes a constitutional majority from both chambers of the legislature to call themselves back. So they'll need super majorities from both chambers to call themselves back. Assuming they get those signatures, which sounds like they're going to, then they will call themselves back into session. Again, it looks like that November 7th is the day. And then they can take up anything, but it looks like they're going to keep it fairly narrow, a couple of items, and then should be, my guess is, 2, maybe 3 days, and get in, get out, get it done, and then we'll see what happens.
Does that cost any money to do that?
Well, everything costs. Nothing's free, but they approved a budget recently for $450,000, $460,000. I doubt it'll cost that much. But, yeah, I mean, just writing a bill. Back in my day when I was in the legislature, just the process of a single bill was about $5,000. And that was just to literally put it in there before you even have a committee. But then you have all the staff and all the, you know, the revisers who are the state attorneys. And then you still have the salaries for the legislators themselves, and then the attorneys, and then the staff who actually hold all the hearings. So, yeah, it's an expensive process.
Right.
There's quite a bit of taxpayer money involved.
All right. Hey, listen, have a good show. That'll be Sunday night at 7 o'clock, the John Whitmer Show here on KNSS. Steve, at 10 in the morning, you may be at a disadvantage if you still use Windows 10.
Fox on Tech.
Still using Windows 10? You're behind the times. Microsoft officially ended support for Windows 10. Your computer may still work, but it won't get maintenance or security updates going forward. Microsoft wants everyone using Windows 11. You can still upgrade to Windows 11 for free, but only if your computer meets certain hardware specs. If it doesn't, it means your PC is likely old and you should invest in something newer anyway. Refurbished PCs are a great way to save a few bucks. Holiday sales, however, aren't that far off. And now Microsoft is debuting additional artificially intelligent features for its Copilot personal assistant. For starters, Microsoft lets you activate it now by simply saying, "Hey, Copilot." That's been a smartphone feature for a while now, but Microsoft wants you to start talking to your computer and using your mouse and keyboard less. With Fox on Tech, I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
Well, stocks finished on the downside Thursday.
Another volatile trading session with stocks erasing earlier gains and finishing lower as the AI rally stalls, and investors continue to worry about U.S.-China trade relations, a government shutdown, and also weighing on the market today, new concerns about the health of regional banks due to bad loans. Financials were the worst performers as Treasury yields dipped. The Magnificent Seven tech stocks were mostly lower. However, shares of Google parent Alphabet rose slightly and hitting an all-time
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
At
Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Intraday high. The Dow winners, Salesforce, Caterpillar, and Procter & Gamble. The Dow decliners, Visa, American Express, and Travelers. The Dow falling 301 points. The Nasdaq lower by 108. S&P 500 down 42. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Big news for Wichita hospitals. The Wichita Business Journal update now with editor Kirk Seminoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. Major hospital system news on Thursday, especially for those in West Wichita. Ascension Via Christi has made plans to build a new facility near 119th Street and Kellogg, plus make improvements to its St. Francis and St. Joseph hospitals. The three projects will be made possible by $60 million in bonds, not from local government, but from the state of Indiana, where the Indiana Finance Authority is prepared to issue $1.4 billion in bonds for Ascension projects across 9 states. In Wichita, $20 million will be dedicated to a new facility on West Kellogg, $35 million in improvements to St. Francis, and $5 million in improvements to St. Joe. According to IRS tax code, even though it's not Wichita issuing the bonds, the Wichita City Council must hold a public hearing and approve the issuance of the bonds. We don't know yet details about the 119th and Kellogg facility that would be on Ascension's 3.7 acres of land there. A Via Christi spokesperson told the Business Journal's Jenna Farhat, who broke this story on Thursday night, that the hospital system would have more to share about the new facility and other improvements when available. A well-known player in the database software and cloud computing space is setting up shop on Wichita State's Innovation Campus. Oracle will join forces with Deloitte at its smart factory on the campus. Artificial intelligence is embedded into Oracle's line of projects for automated streamlined workflows, and teaming with Deloitte, which is an auditing, consulting, tax, and advisory firm, in theory will help manufacturing and industrial companies better integrate AI and automation into operations. Oracle bills itself as the world's largest database management company, while Deloitte serves nearly 90% of Fortune 500 companies. And a College Hill medical building has changed ownership. Investors Scott Harper and Joe Donnelly closed on the building at 212 North.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free.
Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hillside this week. The 5,800 square foot building houses Seventh Direction, a real rehabilitation center that's been located there since 2011. Its lease expires early next year, and rezoning authorization from the city council this week could bring a new use to the building if Seventh Direction decides to leave. No sale price was revealed, though the property had previously been marketed at $750,000. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Seminoff.
Business news brought to you by Mr. Electric, lighting up the path to your success. And Kirk, today is National Clean Your Virtual Desktop Day. Surely every desktop has something unnecessary on it. Mine does. I guess I need to trash some of that stuff. Clean it up a little bit. All right. Thanks for your comment there, Kirk. I know.
I'm sorry, Steve. I'm busy cleaning my virtual.
I caught you. Yes, yeah, there you go. All right, thank you, and we'll check with you again next hour. Coming up at 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted here on a Friday morning, and we have a lot to share with you this morning with Steve and Ted. Got the latest on a homicide on a Wichita City bus. Ted has sports coming up. Hi, Ted.
And we're about 20 minutes out from our live Friday morning visit with Mitch Holtis, the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Plus the entertainment news, the Blur's on the way.
Yeah, that'll be at 8:35 this morning. We'll get you into your weekend in the Blur.
We have weekend traffic and weather for you in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.